Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
We've got Danny, who's part of Firebird. Do you want to tell us more about it, then, Danny?
Yes, so Firebird was born, basically, for... I have a dance background, and I'm really into well-being and how people can live better lives without kind of changing too much. So I have done all sorts of things in my life. Ballet, martial arts, which you wouldn't think go together at all. All sorts of different
things. Strength involved.
Really, yeah, exactly. Really weird. And then I've done so many different types of classes, and I then put them all together. So a bit of yoga, a bit of martial arts stretching, a little bit of meditation, all that type of thing being put together, and a lot of movement to help people on their way to well-being. So I created two classes. So one is called Release, and one is, it used to be called the Sunshine Sessions, which I really liked, but nobody knew what they were. Bring a little sunshine to your session, and now I call it Firebird Movement, which everyone kind of goes, okay, that's a bit more understandable. Yeah. So the Release is very much about stretching. Oh, the most exciting thing about Release is, in true Firebird style, we actually burn things.
Really?
Yes.
So that's truly releasing things. Yes. It's releasing emotions and letting go of things.
But I also, really interesting, this week actually I collaborate with my students as well. So this week we've changed it up. So normally we would come in and you write down everything that you want to release and you burn it. We burn it in a bowl, and we've got essential oils going and everything. It's really powerful. It's really lovely. And this week, for the first time ever, I forgot to do it first. And I'm doing the meditation bit, and I went, oh, whoops, we forgot. And actually, it worked out better to do it afterwards, because it gave them time to really think about what they wanted to burn. So we've changed the whole thing.
Yeah, because I suppose the thing is, when you meditate, you free your mind up to have space, don't you?
Yes, and lots of people come in, like me today, you know, kind of like, come in, quick, 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 sit down. And they haven't really had that chance to clear their mind. What do they really want to get rid of? So I worked with these two students, and it was just beautiful. It was really emotional, actually, and really quite powerful, because they wrote so much more. And one of them was drawing pictures they'd never drawn before. So we burnt that. So then we and then what we do is we move any tension, anxiety or anything through the body, out of the mind. And then we do a body scan, and then we work through the body and stretch it all out afterwards. So I bring in bits of Pilates, bits of yoga, then we do a body scan at the end. And it's such a beautiful way of kind of, well, starting or ending your day.
Sounds
it's lovely.
Sounds really super relaxing.
So nice. People, when they finish that, no matter how big or small the group is, and I would do it for one or 100, it doesn't matter. And afterwards they come out and they're like,
like a weight's been lifted that you're carrying around.
Yeah. Hence Release. And then the other one, the movement side, is basically I was watching people who were doing things like Zumba and whatever else, and everyone has their own thing to do. I teach salsa as well, so I was watching people learning salsa, and lots of people came to me and said, I've got two left feet, I can't do this. And I thought, well, let's create something for people who don't want to have to worry about their footwork, they don't want to learn steps, they haven't got any rhythm, or they just want to let go. So this part was I trained in body listening and dance awareness, and I put the two together with what I already knew. So people now come to that class to literally follow along with me rather than learn steps, and I just literally give them two or three things to do, and there's always one in the middle called the jellyfish, where you just
freestyle.
Can't see it on radio, but you're shaking it all
wibbly
out.
Wobbly.
Yeah, exactly. Arms. And let all your muscles go. So there's always a couple of things that we really work on, different areas of the body, and we go through a chill session, we go through a groove session, an energy session, and then I bring them back to chill, and we use all different tracks. So anything from Groove Armada to what were we using? Superstition, Stevie Wonder, some throwbacks, you know, all the different classics. Yeah. And then we go into things like Eva Cassidy, or we'll use Joss Stone or something like that. Or some meditation music right at the beginning, just to kind of zone everyone in. Yeah. And the difference between getting people to do movement from their head to their feet when they come in, when they're all self-conscious and I guide them, we go through all of this energy and groove, and then at the very end we do the same thing with a different track and I get them to do it themselves. The difference in that person in an hour is just, I can't even describe it. They're so, whether they've had anxiety, whether they have confidence issues, body confidence issues, or they thought they couldn't dance or move, the difference in that person
is, so they just feel freed up
to
express themselves,
happier, and just, and actually really feel that they've achieved something, because by the end of that hour they don't know it, but I've worked every single muscle that they have. Sometimes they love me, sometimes not so much. But by the time we're doing the, you know, the calmy bit, you know, and I'm wiggling now for those who are on the radio.
We ought to be describing it. Very artistic wiggling going on in the corner from Danny.
Always. But yeah, that's the whole idea behind these classes, is to leave people with the tools to be able to cope with anything that life throws at them physically, but also mentally. Because the mental benefit of movement is massive, and I think we're just about starting to understand that. There's a lot of talk around at the moment, isn't there, about mental health and how to look after yourself, and so it's
And we live in a very sedentary world where we're using a lot of technology and we're leaning over screens or we're tapping at things. And so you don't release tension in your body. You don't have time to wind down necessarily. So anything that frees you up and is creative as well and makes you mobile, I think just completely changes up your mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are, I mean, I'm bad at this when I haven't got my Firebird head on. Is we're just addicted to our phones, and we can't seem to do anything without checking them, and also the position we hold ourselves in when we're looking at our phones all the time. And I don't know about other people, but I'm trying to also introduce things like reading a book, going out, grounding yourself, walking barefoot.
Yeah, surprising amount of us don't do that.
And people also mistakenly think that if they go out barefoot on a patio or a deck or something, that they are grounding. You have to have your feet on the bare earth to get the energy from the earth. And so I'm trying to take Firebird to another level now and look at how it benefits you. Basically, the idea is to make everybody's life, or help them, I can't make them, but help everyone live a better life, or live their best life. And it doesn't mean you have to give up this, that, the other, whatever, necessarily, and massively change your life. Just start with one thing. And I think that's really important. Nutrition, massively, that's something new I'm looking into. Well, I've always been interested in it, but I'm now bringing it into Firebird as well. So there will be some online stuff coming up.
Exciting. Because the thing is, I think often it's about giving people tools, isn't it? Because some people are imbalanced. They might be really good with the nutrition, but they're really hopeless at getting out and doing any sort of exercise or getting out in nature. Other people might be quite happy to go out for a walk, but they eat a load of rubbish every day. And it's being able to think, well, actually, that's what I need to work on probably, or that's what I'm happy to change or look at.
Absolutely. And it's just a balance, isn't it? And it's just taking baby steps and just being aware of the chemicals that are around us as well, and how they mess with our hormones, and so just being aware of the fuel that you put into your body will help your movement. And if you, for instance, if you don't move parts of your body, they will stop functioning properly. And the biggest, have you noticed when people say there's a point as people get older, people say, oh, she fell over, or he had a fall. And there's that difference between the it happened to someone, or it's this thing has taken over their lives. And when people are older, I don't know if you've noticed as well, that health declines if older people have a fall. So if they break a hip, or something like that, that quite often start to decline. Mm. Whereas if we can strengthen ourselves, and it's absolutely never too late to do this. I've got ladies in their 70s, late 70s coming and doing movement. And if we can keep ourselves flexible and strong and also quick on your feet, because if you can, if you go to stumble and you can hold yourself without damaging yourself, you can right yourself on something without it. It's not the fall, is it? It's how you land. And what you land on that does the damage. So if you can safely help yourself, so it's learning how to be flexible, be able to move your body, but also get yourself out of situations so that you're not one of these people who had a fall. If you know, it's one, you're hopefully one of the people that saved yourself, ready to, you know, live on to your, I don't know, 100 something like that. Who knows?
No, it is interesting because I mean, I noticed with my own parents, they're both very young in their ways and they've always been very sociable, but my mum particularly, she's had some health issues and not been able to go out as much, and straight away the minute that that world narrows, the confidence starts to go. So all of a sudden she started feeling a little more uncertain on her feet. She'll sort of hold on to things as she's walking around the house, to the point where I've said to her, why are you holding on to that? And she said, I don't actually know, because it's just become a norm.
Because she doesn't have the confidence that her body will help her or hold her.
So I think you're right. It's about creating some resilience emotionally and physically for when you're getting older, probably, as well.
Yes, and I could go on for hours, but I know we haven't got that long. But
you have got events coming up, though, haven't you?
I have, yes. So I teach at two places at the moment. So I teach in, I run a bar with my husband. I run Foo Bar in Ryde. So I teach there, and everything is on the Facebook page. And I also teach at Ventnor Botanics. So
that's a lovely environment to do
so
that.
So beautiful. So they're two really different environments. So you've got the coziness of the bar, or you've got the light airiness. It's lovely at the moment when we're opening all the windows. And then I'm starting to introduce, so people can try things out, workshops. So I'm going to be doing Firebird workshops, and then later on I'm going to be bringing other teachers in with different expertise, because obviously you don't know it all.
You can't know everything, can you?
So bring people in who do and gain from that expertise. And what I want to do is provide a real variety of mental and physical kind of stimulation and exercise for people to then choose what they want to do and how they want to look after themselves. So at the moment, the first one I'm doing is at Foo Bar in Ryde, and that is the 8th of June at 11 o'clock, and it's about 3 hours long.
Okay.
So it'll be a mixture of all of those elements, so release and Firebird movement. There'll be a guided meditation at the end. We're a bit sound bathy.
Oh, nice.
Nice. And we'll get some herbal tea and things in, or just regular tea if you don't like herbal tea. Fine. And yes, you will get to burn things.
Oh.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Paper.
Yeah.
Not
each other.
Each other, and not things in the bath. No.
No, we won't have that.
But yeah.
That sounds so exciting, and it sounds like you've got lots of plans for the future of how you want to develop it.
I'm actually trying to rein myself in a bit, because I'm quite excited about where it's going. There's so many things that I want to talk about. So, I mean, once it's up and running, I'd love to come back and tell you about it.
Oh, definitely.
So you can, if you want to contact me, you can find, this is a bit long-winded, so on Facebook, I'm Danny Johnson-Harriman Firebird.
Okay.
At the moment, that will be streamlined a little bit because it's a bit long. But I don't do Facebook personally, so it's all encompassing. But you can also email me on firebirdisland@gmail.com.
That sounds a bit easier, doesn't it?
Yes. So either of those things, and I'll be on the other end. And I'm more than happy to answer anyone's questions, or just let them know a little bit more about what I do.
And what we'll do is we'll put your event on the Vectis Radio website in the local events section as well, and we can put a link to your email address on there as well.
Thank you. I will put it on my Firebird page, and I'll put it on the bar page as well, so people can find it. Foo Bar Ryde on Facebook. I'm ridiculously stupid on Instagram, but I do try.
We can't all be social media and into that. It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard. And keeping also, I mean, you have to this day and age. You have to be on there. But to be honest, I'd rather be teaching people, to be fair. And if anyone wants to learn salsa as well, come and... You can drop in to Fire... No, they're not to Firebed, that's me, to Fubar on Thursdays at 7:30. And you can just drop in.
Okay.
Yeah, and
have
just...
a bit of salsa.
Have a bit of salsa, yeah. I do beginners and improvers, so nothing scary.
You're incredible with your salsa, because... Well, you are, because when you... Even when we've been out and we've just been dancing at a disco, you'll suddenly... There'll be someone that does salsa who you know, and you'll just suddenly take the floor and do a bit of salsa. And it's just engaging to watch you, but I'm just sat there thinking, there's no way I could get my feet to do that and
yes,
my body to
is.
Do that.
Yes, it's not all about being wiggly. It's
You make it look so easy, though. It's the fluidity when you do it.
But I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
And I call my beginners the salsa army, because all you do is like marching. But that's the best way to learn, is just, you know, simplify it, make it really accessible, really easy.
And often it's just engaging with the music and enjoying the music at first, isn't it? Because you then find your natural rhythm.
Yes, and I say to people, you don't have to have any experience, and you once you've got the step, once you've got the step and the timing, you can just play around with it. Learn the basics, learn from different people. You know, learn the basics. Always go back to the basics. Learn from different people, and then put your own flair on it and your own style on it. Because if you watch people in a social situation dancing salsa, yes, the basics are the same, but everybody dances differently.
If you go to a country where they really embrace salsa, there's such an energy to watch it, because they'll just all come out and they'll all be doing their own thing. Like you say, they'll all basically have the same moves, but it's just joyous because they're all moving quite naturally, aren't they?
And they've learned it since they were little, and we're having to kind of make ourselves learn it. You never know, Firebird might do a trip to Cuba in the future or something that and get people to come and learn.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Wouldn't that be fun?
yeah,
I've always wanted to do it, so we could go on forever.
Right, we'll make sure we get your details onto our page. Obviously the interview will go up on the website as well for people to enjoy. Is there anything else? Obviously, recognising that we finish at 4 o'clock, is there anything else you want to cover, Danny? Is there anything we've missed?
I don't think so. I just think it's basically just reminding people that no matter how they're feeling, if they move, if they get outside, no matter the weather, if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is go outside and get the sun, or sometimes lack of sun, just get the light on your face, reset your circadian rhythm, and just, it will benefit you so much. And ground yourself every now and then, just, well, if whenever possible, shoes off, on the earth, move around, doesn't matter who's watching.
No.
Do a bit of jellyfish. Jellyfishing in the car park when you're...
Yeah, watch me in my cul-de-sac tomorrow, everybody, as I stand on the grass doing my jellyfish.
Do you remember in COVID when they did that and people were coming out and dancing and doing things in their drives? I think we should bring that back. I think that should be mandatory.
Yes. Because we had such a limited space and we suddenly valued, didn't we, the fact that we could get out, whereas now we're back to just taking it for granted.
Yeah, I think doing the Firebird jellyfish is going to have to be...
I think that's got to be your hashtag. That's got to be your hashtag. You've got to get that off the ground. And you could do a TikTok with all different people doing the Firebird jellyfish.
I don't believe me. My brain has gone there already.
I think I know some dancers who could help with that.
Yeah, funny enough, so do I.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's joyous to see you, as always.
Thanks so much.
And obviously, we will say as well, there are lots of events that go on at Fubar, so get along to Fubar and enjoy Ballyrags and all the other different things that you have going on, including live bands and so much stuff.
So that's a whole other thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much stuff. And like as I say, I'd love to come back and when we've got to the next level with Firebird and let you know where it goes.
Lovely.
Exciting stuff.
Get jellyfishing.
We look forward to it. Hashtag jellyfish.
On that note, I guess we might as well end it there. Hashtag jellyfish.